Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste to everyone, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. You are listening to your hosts, Ellison and Reverend Adam. Thank you for calling in to today's show. We're going to go ahead and take callers with different questions on today's show. We're also going to be speaking about spirituality and how you can help yourself better manifest what it is that you have as goals in your life. So we're going to go ahead and start with our first caller today, but we want to welcome Ellison to the show. Welcome, Ellison.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Hope everyone is having an awesome evening.
Hey, thank you for that. We're going to go ahead into our first caller. Our first caller today is area code 857. First three digits are 222. Welcome. You are live and on air.
Hello.
Hello there. Welcome. How can we help you today?
Hi. Can I ask any type of question?
Yes, you can ask one question, and it's one-part questions only, please.
Absolutely. My question is, do you see my relationship, my friendship mending with my friend Alan?
Okay. One moment, please.
What is your friend's
name? Thank you. Alan.
Alan, okay.
All right. First of all, what I am seeing here is a lesson that has to be learned within this situation on both sides, okay? But the straight answer is yes, I do see this mending. And I feel that it's going to take some time. Now, I'm going to go ahead and let Allison provide you with what she's got.
Okay.
Thank you.
From what Reverend Adam has said, this is a life experience for you. It is to teach you something.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a lot of you have been interested in this relationship. And, you know, things have been somewhat out of balance.
Yes.
But what Spirit is doing is to open your heart and your mind to whatever the conflict may have been.
Yes.
And it's showing that, you know, it is going to be a happy outcome. It is going to work out.
Okay.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling
today.
And for those of you listening today, we want you to know that if you want a private reading or a private session, you can visit howpsychic.com. That's howpsychic.com. Our next caller today is going to be from area code 352. First three digits are 317. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, this is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Cindy.
I missed you, Reverend Adam. It's been a few years since I heard you on the show.
Thank you for welcoming us back
I hope you stay. You've done many readings for me in the past, and very, very, very awesome and accurate.
Thank you. So how can we help you today, hon?
Well, I'm concerned about what's going on at work, and I was wondering if you can tell me, there's two daughters of a patient that I'm sitting for, an elderly patient, and they were at, you know, one was trying to help the mother, one was not, and I'm the one that was helping the mother and wanted her to get well, I think is just getting worn out, and the other one's a bully. I was wondering if you can tell me, is she giving in to the other sister, and is the mother safe, or are they fixing to put her away in a home? You know, everything's kind of up in the air because I feel like there's a lot of conflict there in the background.
I get you. You know, right now, unfortunately, I'm not feeling that things are safe. There's a lot of chaos that's going on here, and I'm feeling that we are looking at a home. You know, the Wheel of Fortune is coming up, and psychically this makes a lot of sense to me. I'm even picking up on the vibrations from the other side right now, and it's all going to, you know, heck in a handbasket, and I'm not liking this. This is a very unusual circumstance. There's a lot of, let's say there's a lot of gossip and a lot of stuff going on here.
Yes. So, yeah, there's a lot going on in the background, and I'm aware of some of the obvious stuff, and you know, the negative half of the two sisters, the negative one. You can't really believe anything that comes out of her mouth, but I think she's,
you know,
I keep calling out what I'm seeing and reminding them daily that the mother needs to be protected, and she needs to be the first priority and cared for. And
okay.
They're not liking it because I'm vocalizing that. But
yeah,
at the same time, I need the job, but at the same time, I can't ignore what's going on.
There's a lot of emotion at play here. You have a lot of people involved in this, and it's like there's more to be seen. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let Allison bring out what she's feeling right now with the situation.
What I'm feeling with this situation, in a sense, I feel like it's time for you to move on. But I'm feeling like this will be a very complex decision for you. So what I feel like Spirit is saying at the moment is to do the research instead of, you know, going on emotion. Spirit is saying to do the research because things are out of balance. And let's see here. You're going to have to learn from this situation.
Yeah, there is definitely something to be learned here. Sometimes we can't gain control over everything that's going on, especially when there's others involved. But one thing you can do is lead by example. So if you come from that spiritual mindset and you come in and you treat everything with positive thought and you remove the negative thought or the defensive, and you go on this positive frequency, you may be able to get the situation changed and turn around.
Okay.
All right. We want to thank you once more for calling in. And you know how to reach me if you need a private reading. But for those of you that do not, the website is howpsychic.com.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Our next caller today is going to be area code 916. First three digits are 838. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Hello, caller. Area code 916. First three digits are 838. You are live and on air. Okay. I think that one dropped off on us here.
I think so.
All right. Now let me see here. 954. I don't think we've brought you on air yet. All right, caller 954. First three digits are 921. You are live and on air.
Hello, good evening. This is Mary. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, up until now I have not received clarity on a health matter from doctors and specialists, And I'm wondering, going forward, are you seeing something coming up more positive, or to find out what is going on?
Okay. Yes, I understand. Give us one moment, please, to tune in for your situation. All right. Okay. All right. Well, I've gotten an answer for you, but I need to ask you a question first.
Okay.
Now, they have not been able, if I understand you correctly, they have not been able to figure out what is going on with you physically, right?
Well, they're telling me it's one particular thing that shows up one time, and then maybe the next time or two it doesn't show up, then it reappears. But it's always the same conclusion or the same treatment, and the root cause, I guess, has not really been determined. They're treating the symptoms as they come up.
I understand. Okay. So what I'm picking up on here is you have two different situations affecting you on a physical manner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when the doctors can't figure out what it is, it's actually a spiritual cause. And you believe it or not, spiritual and emotional causes can turn into physical symptoms. What I'm getting here is, yes, there is something physically wrong with you, but there is also a spiritual additive to that. And I feel that you come from a lot of stress and turmoil within your past. You've had so much happen to you that, you know, you really don't deserve happening to you. And I have a feeling this goes back to mom and dad. This goes back to the way you were, you know, growing up. But then I also feel there's something in a romantic department that you haven't let go of, something that was there a long time ago that hurt you, and you haven't been able to let go of it. And a part of that energy from that other person ended up manifesting into your own physical well-being. You absorbed that energy, and that wasn't very good.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. Are you with us? Do you understand?
I'm listening. Yes. I was waiting if you had more to say, or the other lady had something to say regarding. I do agree with you on the spiritual. There is a physical thing going on as well, and I just wondered if anything will be more resolved in that area. Also, but I do agree with what you said.
I do see that resolve is coming for you, but I'm going to let Ellison bring in what she has for you now.
Thank you.
Okay, so what I'm seeing here is that there's an imbalance in your heart chakra and root chakra, but it is coming into balance. And one thing is you're needing to be more independent.
Oh, I'm very independent.
I'm very independent.
I have no siblings or anyone else helping me right now. It's like I'm too independent because they don't have any help.
I feel like with your root chakra being off balance and your heart chakra, that has a lot to do with your stability. So
I'm very independent.
Okay.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So sometimes when we see things, it can come in like the opposite of the way it is. So if it means that you're so independent, maybe you really need some more help, and you need that help outside of
it. I'm asking for help, but I have any givers at the moment.
Okay, I understand. You know what? I feel I could really help you with the spiritual aspect of this. If you want to go ahead and reach out to us through our website, we can do a private consultation for you, okay?
All right. Thank you for the reading. You're very good about what you said, but you do feel a resolve as far as the health going.
Yes, there is a resolve coming, and I don't feel it's going to be too far away. Unfortunately, we might not be looking at this until the first of the new year.
Wow. Oh, boy. That's a long time.
You know, the medical field, they take their sweet time with everything.
You got that so right. You got that so right.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Confirmation. Have a good evening.
Good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is going to be 201 for the area code. First three digits are 864. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thank you. Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How can we help you, hon?
I want to know what's going on with Evan. When am I going to hear from him?
All right. Give us one moment to tune in for you. Thank you. All right. I do see communication and contact from Evan. I'm trying to get the time frame for you now that I'm seeing.
Thank you.
You know, I'm getting the number 7. This could go from 7 days to 7 weeks, but it's not going to be 7 years or months, okay?
Okay.
7 days seems more right to me than 7 weeks. This is what I'm feeling right now. I feel that there's a bit of history here. It's like this guy can't make up his mind. And in one way he wants to go, in another way he wants to come. It's a very confusing energy with him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So are you aware that he may have a psychosis?
No.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a split, I wouldn't call it a split personality, but it's very similar to one. It's like he's afraid of making the wrong choice or the wrong move. And I feel like there's a bit of history here, and that needs to be addressed. So he has to humble himself to reach out.
Okay.
Allison?
I feel like there's some experiences from the past between you and him that have caused, like, a lot of hurt. And I feel like Spirit is saying that these experiences need to be forgiven.
I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Okay, can you hear me?
Oh, I can, but I wasn't understanding what you were saying. Sounded distant.
Okay. I feel like there's an experience between you and Evan that has caused some type of hurt, and Spirit is saying this is coming up to be resolved and to be healed. I was receiving the number 7 as well, but I'm not sure if it's 7 days or 7 weeks. I felt more so on the lines of 7 weeks, but I do feel like this is going to work out.
That I'll be hearing from him soon, then, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in.
All right.
Just
bye.
Remember, sometimes in order to manifest what we really desire, sometimes we have to let it go, so that way it can come in. When we grab hold of something in our mind's eye too tightly, we can end up suffocating our own ability to manifest it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Good morning.
All right, everyone. We want to thank you for tuning in to today's show. While we're waiting on more callers here, if you want to, you can check out howpsychic.com for your private reading. All you have to do is go on there and pay for a consultation or a reading, and you will be contacted. If you would like to contact us directly, our contact information for telephone is 4319-3366. You can also find that information on our website under the Contact Us page. Once more, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and we are answering calls today from different callers, and we are going ahead and giving the best spiritual knowledge we can. Looks like we have a new caller now, so we're going to go ahead and take this new caller. Area code is 352. First three digits are 317. Oh, looks like it dropped off. Maybe we took that one and they called back. All right, so what we're doing is we're taking calls, we're answering those calls to the best of our intuitive abilities, and we're giving spiritual advice to help you on your way to manifesting your goals in your life. Now, remember, our thoughts become our reality. What we send out in thought is what we receive back. If we're worried or fearful of something, we're going to only manifest what we're worried about. If we go ahead and think positive, we feel positive, we stay in what's known as the vortex, we keep ourselves in that space of energy flow, we are able to manifest the positive into our lives. Now, sometimes you'll sit there and you'll ask, well, why is it so hard when I think so positively that I don't see these results? I don't see this manifestation coming into my life on a good frequency or a good level. And sometimes that's because there is a momentum of negative thought and energy built up for most of your life. And you're just beginning to match that and change that into positive energy. So it does take a while. It can take a bit of time, but consistency and persistency are key. You must be persistent and consistent with that positive thought, because you're beginning to get that positive train to leave the station while you've got that negative train going a million miles per hour down the track. So you're taking fuel from the negative train and you're beginning to slow that down, and you're beginning to get that positive train leaving the station. It's all about that consistency. After a while, the negative train will be surpassed by the positive train and beyond. All right, it looks like we have a caller that may be waiting. I think we may have already taken you on air here. Just give me one moment. All right. All right, caller, area code 916-838. Have we brought you on air yet? Hello, you were live and on air.
Okay.
I think we've spoken with that one.
Okay.
All right. So would you like to share a message for everyone today, Ella?
Well, I feel like I have a special message for someone who's listening who hasn't called in yet, and it's in regards to love. With this particular person, if you're out there listening, I feel like you're holding back on the way that you feel with a particular person in your life. And the reason for this is because I feel like you've been hurt in the past by this person. The spirit is saying that this person is your true love. And although they haven't came forth yet, there's a need to release the experience and forgive. You want to move forward with this person. I feel like you do. So Spirit is saying also that divine timing is in play. But although this person hasn't really came forward yet, things are happening behind the scenes, I feel. But at this particular time, you're going to have to work on your self-worth. I feel the reason why the relationship hasn't manifested is because I feel worthy of the relationship. And maybe you're afraid to call in, but I'm hoping that this message finds you well.
For those of you listening in today and would like to call into the show, the guest call-in number is 323-642-1694. That once more is 323-642-1694. All right, everyone. Once more, don't forget to check out howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com, where you can receive private readings and services. We also host on there and offer different spiritual products that are made by ourselves in order for you to reach your goals. If you would like a candle blessing or dressing, if you need some kind of spiritual oil and some incense to help cleanse your home, feel free to visit howpsychic.com, howpsychic.com. So when we're manifesting, we have a lot of obstacles that come in the way. When we're rising our self-mastery, we're working on healing ourselves and healing situations in our lives that we really need to heal from, past experiences and traumas. What can happen here is we always seem to go ahead and receive obstacles in our path at that time. These obstacles can occur through having a fight with a friend or not being able to keep a job, not being able to get a job, being able to maintain peace in the home, having problems in our relationships. These can present many different let's say, obstacles that come in. And these obstacles are really a test to see, do you really want to raise your vibration? And, you know, when we're raising our vibration and we're getting these tests, it's also the dark side. That dark side doesn't want to let us go. That dark energy has gotten used to us having it in our lives. So it says, no, 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 I'm going to create more chaos because I want you beginning to think negatively again. I want you to go back into that pessimistic attitude. And, you know, that's when you have these obstacles, you have these things that come up, you cannot allow them to deter you. And, you know, the way that you're interacting with others is good, but when you interact with others, you have to ensure it's positive. You have to ensure you're only positive at that point. You have to make sure that you're also concentrating on not allowing the negative actions, decisions, or words of others to really affect you in such a bad manner, okay? In this world, we get so used to being affected by what other people think or feel. And that's not right. That's not the way of spirit. That's not the way of God. When we bring God into our lives in whatever form we believe in him, at the end of the day, God is nothing but unconditional love and compassion and is a parent of us all and wants us all to succeed, wants us all to grow, but ultimately wants to teach us how, wants to show us the way, wants to bring us from that pessimistic, dark aspect, that negativity, and bring us back into positive light because he knows this is how we're going to manifest our own happiness and our own lives. And when we want to work with God, when we want to get blessings from God, a lot of us have been so much ingrained in the thought of this world that we ask, where is he? Why isn't he helping us? We pray to him every day, but he's there. The only way God helps us is if we meet him halfway.
Absolutely.
So what I want to really say now is thank you, everyone, for tuning in to today's show. Once more, don't forget to check out our website. That's howpsychic.com. And we look forward to everyone calling in on the next show, which will be in another couple days from now. So please feel free to Have fun, stay positive in your lives, and think that positive thought at least once in the morning before you begin your day, so it helps you manifest that positive thought throughout the rest of the day. Thanking everyone for calling in and listening to today's show. We want to wish you a great day, a great evening. Namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night.